Early detection of diseases like diabetes and heart disease is the key to living a long life. Now there is new research that could help with that early detection. Researchers at UCSF have found a way to use a more accurate single blood test to predict a patient's chance of contracting a wide range of diseases. We're going to find out more. We will turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Dr. Peter Gantz. He's co-lead author of the study, professor of medicine at UCSF, and director of the Center for Excellence in Vascular Research at Zuckerberg General Hospital. Doctor, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Tell us a little bit more about this blood test. What does it measure?
So the blood test measures 5,000 different proteins in blood, and the patterns of these proteins are associated with risk of diabetes, with risk of heart attacks, of strokes, and several other diseases. So the idea is really ultimately to be able to measure maybe 100 different diseases in the human body with a single test, providing both a convenience for the patient and also reducing costs.
So where are we in the process of how available this could be and who might be able to get it?
Right. So at this point, we published a paper today in a British journal called Nature Medicine as a proof of principle. So we just looked at 11 different diseases or states of health. The test is available, I would say, on a limited basis, really still to private practitioners who will give us some feedback. But I would say the full release will take probably anywhere from 1 to 3 years when we can measure 100 more different diseases from a single blood test.
I understand that it is more accurate detecting certain diseases than others?
Yes, it is. So we have, the patterns in blood gave us a very good picture for some risk of some diseases. For example, it was a very good test of your physical fitness compared to, say, how patients did on a stress test. It was a very good predictor of future diabetes. I would say it did slightly less well in predicting future heart attacks and future strokes. But even there, it still did better than any other available test today. But it was only slightly better. For some of the other tests, like cardiopulmonary fitness, it was much better.
So is it more that it can tell you what your chances are of someday having a disease as opposed to, you're going to get X, Y, or Z disease?
Well, it tells you the risk. And the good thing about telling you the risk is that it could be modifiable. So, the test can be measured, we can tell you what the risk is. But if you change your behavior, hopefully for the better, we can repeat the blood test and demonstrate whether your risk has actually been reduced by the change in your behavior.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Dr. Peter Gantz is co-lead author of the study and a professor of medicine at UCSF.